Blog Talk Radio.
Joy, joy, joy. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here, here, here. Special podcast here for the Wisma Wednesday here, Wisdom Wednesdays. Here, here, here. Season fulfilled here. Season of Tabernacle, season of Booth, season of Ingathering. Here, the third of the Shalosh Regalim, third of the Pilgrim Festivals, the feast right here, here, here. Has come to fulfillment here with the Simchat Torah, with the joy of Jalor, the joy of the Torah right here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Oh, yeah, people, 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 people. The season right here is interesting. When we look at the fall festival, what's called the fall festival, and we look at the time, you know, from the Yom Teruah, which is the day of the trumpets, the day of the blast, of the ram's horn, first day of the seventh month, the seventh moon, also known as Rosh Hashanah. That's when it begins. Then from there, we have the 10 days of awe, 10 days of dread, the 10 days of repentance, to the Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonement, called Yom Kippur, erroneously, because the Torah says the day of the atonement, not the day of just a atonement, but the atonement. But be that as it may, then we count like 5 days forward, and we come to Sukkot, all right? Sukkot, come to booths, huts, tabernacles, pavilions. And they were commanded to dwell, abide in the tabernacle for 7 days. And then John says, stay, stay, stay. Stay another day. And then we have the Shemini Atzeret. We have the 8th day assembly. So in just doing the count right there, the fall festival season at the end of the year, the ecclesiastical, the churchical year, that's about 24 or so days. Yes, I. So it's been fulfilling. Yes, I, fulfilling. But then we have this day right here, 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 after the 8th day assembly. Some observe it along with that 8th day assembly, but here we have the Simchat Torah, the joy of Jalor. Get into some of the details, more of the details right here, here, here. But first this, my brothers and sisters, since it's the feast, the Feast of Tabernacles has fulfilled here in the season, here in the year, and with the three particular appointments, properly to call it appointments, the mo'adim in the Hebrew, mo'ed, a state of assembly and appointment, the mo'edei Yahuwah, the mo'edei feast of Jehovah. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, just, yeah, it's a joy, it's a joy, it's a joy. And also, of course, Mescal, finding of the true cross, the correspondence with the 7th day, the great day of the Feast of Tabernacles, September 27th on the solar calendar. And here that corresponded with the lunar calendar with the 7th day, the great day, that assembly. Yes, I, the Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation. So it's a joy, the joy of Jalor, the joy of the Torah. Yes, I. Sounds of joy, Rastafari. Here, here, here. Yes, I, yes, I. Fulfill, fulfill, fulfill.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Let's get into some of the details, give thanks, brothers and sisters, see the eye them on the board, also those in the live stream. So here, here for the Simchat Torah, the joy of the law, the joy of the Torah, right here, here, here. After the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles, and often the whole thing is called Feast of Tabernacles. But as we mentioned, we have the Day of the Trumpets, Yom Teruah, also known as Rosh Hashanah, right? The Hebrew, the Judaic New Year, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. And then we have Tabernacles, ingathering. And then the key, the seventh day, the great day, and even I, Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, John's Gospel, chapter 7 and 8. We see that in the New Testament scriptures right there, the Hoshana Rabbah, then the eighth day, and then here, the Simchat Torah. So I liberating, celebrating Jalor, celebrating HaTorah. Each Shabua, each 7 days, at the seventh of the 7 days, in the Hebrew church, in the Hebrew gathering together to gather, also known as the Knesset, from the Koine Greek, is called the synagogue. Sin means together, gaga, to gather, all across the world. A portion from HaTorah, it's called the parasha, right? The parasha, portion of HaTorah, Jalor, coming from the first five books of the Bible, sometimes called the Pentateuch, is chanted. The Judaic tradition has divided the Torah, right? We call it the manna, the angel's bread, into 54 parashiyot, 54, we could say, bite-sized meals of Jaword, manna, of the manna. Roughly one portion for each Shabua, for each week, each 7 days of the year of Hashana. So that in the course of a year of Hashana, the entire Torah has been recited during the services. Now, here for the Simchat Torah, as we kind of seal up, you know, we seal up the 54 readings and feedings, and we get ready to rewind and begin again. Here we have Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 1 to Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 12. And then we read the first chapter of Genesis, of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. And then we seal up the 54th portion, which is entitled Wizot HaBaraka, Wizot, with and Zot, this HaBaraka, and this is the blessing. From the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, we have Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to verse 18. And in the Brit Hadasha, in the Renewed Covenant, New Covenant reading, we have Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 to 21. Now, the final reading of the sabbatical cycle, it occurs on Simchat Torah, here, on the joy of the Torah. Some regard this as the ancient scholars of the scriptures, the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, a rabbinical festival that celebrates both the completion of the Shana, the year's Torah reading and feeding cycle, as well as the start of a new cycle. Now, during the Simchat Torah, the Simchat, the joy, Torah, the law, the direction, instruction, the last Torah reading and feeding from Deuteronomy is read, as well as the first verses of the first reading and feeding from Genesis, from Bereshit, is read, thereby indicating that what is known as the Talmud Torah, once again, because someone just don't get it, they get caught up on you know, what the world, flesh, and satanic seclorum says, but don't really study. When they hear Talmud, they start to think of, you know, Western whitewashed Gentile confusions. But that's an operative word in Hebrew. Talmud means teaching. So the Talmud Torah, right, is the teaching and the study from Lemedeh, right? A disciple is known as a Talmid. So the Talmud Torah is the study of Torah. It never ends, right? So from the Ha'aleph to Ha'tau, from the Alpha Omega of the reading, go forward. Now, the idea that Torah study is cyclical, or it's a cycle, on and on and on, onward and upward, I and I say. It finds expression in the rite, in the ritual of dancing, around Jalor, the Torah, right? This is known as the Hakafot, or the rallying around, Jatron, dancing around the Torah, symbolically speaking, right, of the throne of Jehovah, signified in Ha'aron, in the Ark of the Covenant. And here's the root of what is known in the highlands of Ethiopia, right, by the Israelites and the faithful Ethiopians. This is what's known also in the world as, some say it's Ark worship. You know, you may hear that the Ethiopian Orthodox Church and the significance of the Ark. Here is the groundation from the scripture and from the tribe and tradition. As Robeinu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi, Yeshua HaMoshiach, as he says, ye, y'all, and speaking to the Samaritan woman, worship that which you know not. We know what we worship, for salvations of the Yehudim, salvations of the Jews, salvations of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. So the Simchat Torah right here, the joy of Jalor, this Isla Day, this holy day, it marks the completion of the Torah reading cycle for the year. Simchat Torah is based on the Hakel gathering, the Hekal Hakel gathering, commanded by Hashem, commanded by the name, commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be the name, commanded by Yahuwah, commanded by Jehovah, in the Torah, did you know? Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 10 to 12, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 10 to 12, that may be translated as, at the end of every 7 years, at the set time, the set Iowa, in the year of release, the Shemitah, at the feast of Sukkot, of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, your Elohim, your power, your source, true good, true God, you shall read this Torah before all Israel, before all Israel, hulu, in their hearing. I assemble the people, men, women, and little ones, and the sojourner within your towns, that they may hear and learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Jehovah, your Elohim, your power, and be careful to do all the words of this Torah, all the words of this law, all the words of this direction, this instruction. So here, just getting that overview. Giving the overview of the reason for the season, and it continues along the theme, Chabarim, the theme of the feast of Tabernacles, the theme of joy, rejoicing, joy. Yes, I, Rastafari. So make I and I joy right here.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Drunk, Rastafari. Drunk, Rastafari. Drunk, Rastafari.
Make I and I joy and rejoice with sounds. Sounds of joy. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Still hold the faith, all when nothing a gwan. No food in my plate, not one grain a count. Still slim high, just got a newborn. Other people cry, yeah, man, it's the sound. Yet I know I'm gonna make it. No, I'm gonna make it, cause I put my trust in Jah. Separation, I got to shake it. Separation, I got to shake it. I must, no matter what. Still I hold the faith, all when nothing I want. No food in my plate, not one grain I count. Still slim high, just got a newborn. Other people cry, yeah, man, it's the sound.
Wickedness increase every day. Our moral values seem to be fading away. Where is the love of creating a soul? Throw it away for some reason or the other.
This is my reality. This is my reality. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We are the world to ensure our stability, yeah. This is my reality. This is my reality. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I gotta take care of the family.
We still hold the faith, all when nothing I want. No food in my plate, not one grain I count. Them high, just got a newborn. Other people cry, yeah, man, it's the sound.
Represent to my friend them we pass and gone.
Ya know me sorry you gone.
Pour some liquor for my friend them we pass and gone.
Ya know me sorry you gone.
Bust couple blank for my friend them we pass and gone.
Ya know me sorry you gone. You gone, you gone.
Jah know me brother, R.I.P. You gone too soon, that's all I pray. Loyal soldier, you are one like way. Up to now your respect still tall like tree. Remember we used to par nightly. You live clean, Rastafari, say. Big up me lion, so up in a Zion. Me a beg you prepare a place for I play. But for now, me represent for me friend them we pass and gone.
I know me sorry you gone.
Make we make a toast to we friend them we pass and gone.
I know me sorry you gone.
Burn a big spliff for me friend them we pass and gone.
I know me sorry you gone. You gone, you gone.
Memories can't rub out. Remember when we used to joke and when we used to bug out. Remember when we used to flex and when we used to club out. Since you gone, man, the two go out. Alright, now your little son, him have your nose, your daughter have your mouth. Me dead for your kids and you not fi have no doubt. Me know you're looking from heaven up above and you still a give I man support. And that's why me represent for my friend them we pass and gone.
Ya know me sorry you gone.
Pop champagne for my friend them we pass and gone.
Ya know me sorry
you're
gone.
Sip chalice load for my friend them we pass and gone.
Ya know me sorry you're gone. You're gone, you're gone.
Hey. Me never born with no gold spoon on ya. I wear them devil man out up on the corner. If I even think I said some marijuana, I'd throw ya, you want to skill like Maradona. Them no know we hurt if we double love. Try we gonna try till we got. Nowadays youth of this man. You think I know me a chance of some. Cause only the love can set me free. Even though my burden is killing me, I know know that if I search, I'll find a piece of mind. I know that love is there for me. And to them who are retired, them who are making me purpose fight, we never done the gun, that just the talent fight. No, I'm in that to the point, because every breath of life, again, the world I lose this world, but I make it right. Them can't think me with them lies, get those you to open your eyes, when the wicked, them are criticized. Man, I fight for me right, none of them not see the bitter time. That's why me have to make them a choice. Cause only your love can set me free. All when my burden burden me. I know that if I search, I'll find a piece of mind. I know your love is there for me. So never will I turn and walk away from your love, Jah. Give thanks to my life. You give me sweet salvation. I praise me give you. Change my life. I learn to run your faith from your walk, Jah. Believe you. So hold me for the night. And just a rule my life. Jah will set me free. All in my burden is hurting me. I know that if I search,
never listen when Jah call him. So him drop on the mash and let people ballin'. So you better listen to the warning. Oh yes, it's the beginning and the end. Jah is always my friend. Enough of them a shout out, let them not believe in a God, but we not watch none of them. Because I know
Jah is my friend, so you better find him. The ways of joy are mighty, yeah. Cause when the judgment come in and the rock we be running. So all when you are talking about going in, all when you are money man, you better know Jah is the east where you better find him. Oh yeah. And the ways of joy are mighty, yeah. Cause when the judgment come in and the rock we be running.
All when you are talking about going in, all when you are money man. Enough of them asleep, them not wake up. But I have one, they see it like Jacob. Make me tell you all how nothing straight up. Can't hide the dirty deeds and the makeup. Yeah, and make me tell you this, yeah. Enough of who not come and run to challenge. Anyway, just still not discriminate some. If you are grace, I am get it. You better know that
Jah is the end, so you better find him. And the end ways I try to avoid him, yeah. Cause when the judgment come in and the rock will be running, yeah. So all when you are talking about God in, yeah. All when you are money man, you better know Jah is the end, so you better find him.
Who's gonna love you like I do? Ooh, catch you when you fall. Ooh, who's gonna make your dream come true? Ooh, gonna answer to you.
well alright, pack your things and go. The bless on my drop off so the thing can flow. You think you're all of that, but you just don't know. Go. Blue skies and rainbow. Who's gonna love you like I do? Ooh, gonna answer to your call. Ooh, who's gonna make your dream come true? Ooh, who's gonna catch you when you fall? No one. I'm better off, so leave me alone. You can go.
Yes, Rastafari. Something a little more as you step up, step up, step up. Here. Ayabingi Chan, enjoy yourself, especially in Jah Lord, Jah's directions, instructions, teachings.
Thank you. them rejoice. Let them God.
Let them God. Let them God. Let them God. Let them
I pray so that whatsoever song I may sing, it may be.
watch the days. As they passes by, looking at thy hand, how they're writing upon the wall, yet no man knows the minute, the hour when thou shall arrive. So that's why I've built my hope on the solid foundation.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom, and hear, Shema, give ear. Hear for the Hebrew first words, for the last parasha, the last Torah portion reading and feeding here in the cipher of the Torah portion reading and feedings. Hear, for the Rastafari sabbatical study, the noon dalet for the 54th Torah portion reading and feedings. Here we pick up with fifth book of Moses, Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 33, chapter XXX, III, the Lamed Gimel. And here, for the Hebrew first words, Shema Israel. Wizot HaBaraka, Asher Barak Moshe, Ish HaElohim, Et Bnei Israel, Lifnei Moto. And this is the blessing. Wizot HaBaraka. And this is the blessing. Wizot HaBaraka. Asher Berak Moshe Ish HaElohim. Wherewith Moses, Moshe, the man, the Ish HaElohim, the man of the true good, the true God, et Bnei Yisrael, bless the children of Yisrael, Lifnei Moto, before his death. Hebrew first words, Wizot HaBaraka, Wizot HaBaraka, Asher Berak Moshe, Ish HaElohim, Et Bnei Yisrael, Lifnei Moto. And this is the blessing, Wizot HaBaraka.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Yonder, dressed in red, set my people free.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Oh,
Here for the Simchat Torah. Yes, I, Rastafari, I, the Moses. Right here. Let's fulfill, right here. Simchat Torah, first, the Baraka. Right here. Shema Yisrael.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim U'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Joy by thy light, and I be a testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. We're following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell them to read up your Bible.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruch et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak. Le'olam Vayed. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo Hamayim. Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh Noten ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
It's important because here, the Simchat Torah, the joy of Jalor, right here, with Zot HaBaraka, and this is the blessing. Here, make I and I ride up, 54.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 Shema. Hear, give ear, hear. The 54th Torah portion reading and feeding. The final Torah portion reading and feeding here. Here we pick up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy. Here at the noon Dalet, 54th Torah portion, reading and feeding, right here, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear. Here, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 33, the blessing of the tribes, the Baraka, Wazot HaBaraka. Here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah. Here for this 54th and final Torah portion reading and feeding here in the Cipher, here for the Shemester, the Rishon Aliyah, the Shem Ha'ab Wehabein Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. He who be, who he be, the one. Wezot habaraka, asher beraka Moshe, ish ha-Elohim, et b'nei Yisrael, lifnei moto. And this is the blessing. Wezot habaraka, and this Wazot HaBaraka, and this is the blessing. HaBaraka, Wazot HaBaraka, Asher Berak Moshe, wherewith Moses blessed. Asher Berak Moshe, Ish ha-Elohim, the man of Elohim, blessed et b'nei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, lifnei moto, before moto, lifnei moto, before his death, Wizot HaBaraka, Asher Berak Moshe, Ish HaElohim, Et B'nei Yisrael, Lifnei Moto. And he said, Yahweh Jehovah came from Sinai, and rose up from Seir to them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law, Eshdat, Eshdat. From his right hand went Eshdat, a fiery law, Eshdat, fiery knowledge for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. Moshe commanded us a law, a Torah, direction, instruction, even the inheritance of the congregation, the aggregation of Yaakov. And he was king, Melech, in Yeshurun, Jeshurun, when the heads, the Roshe, the Rasses of Ha'am, the people, and the tribes of Yisrael were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let make not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Yehuda, Judah. And he said, hear, Yahweh, Jehovah, the voice of Yehuda, the voice of Judah, and bring him to Amo, his people. Let make his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou the eye and help to him from his enemies. Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Sheni Aliyah, the second offering up, the second reading here for this Simchat Torah, joy of Jah-Law. Hear, 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 for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading. Ula Lewi Amara Tua Meka We Ureka Le Ish Chasideka Asher Niesito De Masa Te Ribehu Almei Meriva. And of Levi, he said, Ula Levi Hamar, he said, make thy Tumim and thy Urim be with thy holy, thy Isle one. Ula Levi Hamar Tumeka, we Ureka. Le Ish Chasideka, whom thou disprove at Masa, Asher Nisito Bi Masa, and with whom thou the eye distrive at the waters of Meriba. Ribehu al mei meriva, who said to his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Yaakov, Jacob, thy judgments, and Israel, thy law, thy Torah, thy direction, instruction. They shall put incense before thee, and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless Yahweh his substance and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Binyamin, of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall dwell in safety by him. And the Yahweh shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders.
Our eyes the law. Down to now, Rastafari is the law.
We're here for Simchat Torah, Rastafari joy in Jah-Law. Hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Shalishi, hear for the third Aliyah, third offering, hear for this Simchat Torah. For Wazot HaBaraka, here picking up at fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33, here at verse 13, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Wazot Habraka. Ul Yosef Amar Me Boreketi Yahwa Arzo Mia Megeda Shamayim Mit Al Ua Mit Hom Rovetet Tahat. And of Yosef he said, Ul Yosef Amar, blessed of Yahweh of Jehovah be his land. Ul Yosef Amar, Me Boreket Yahweh Arzo, for the precious things of heaven, Mi Meged Shamayim, for the dew, Mital, and for the deep that coucheth beneath, Ua Mitahom Rovetet Tahat, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things, the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwelleth in the bush. Let make the blessing come upon the head of Yosef and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstlings of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push Ha'am, the people, together to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And here, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up. Here, for the fourth reading, here picking up at verse 18, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33. Here, Shema'a, Yisrael, give ear. Here, verse 18. For the Revi'i Aliyah, for this Wazot HaBraka, and this is the blessing. We li Zabulun Amar, Simach Zabulun Bi Zeteka, We Yisaskar Bi Ohaleka. And of Zebulun he said, We li Zebulun Amar, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out. Simach Zebulun bi Zeteka, and Yisakar in thy tents. We Yisaskar be Ohaleka. They shall call the people Ha'am to the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hid in the sand. And of God of Gad, he said, Blessed be he that enlargeth Gad, he dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because they, in a portion of the lawgiver, was he seated. And he came with the heads of her arm, with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and his judgments with Israel. Israel.
All right, the law.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear. Hear for the Hamishi. Hear for the Hamishi Aliyah, for the fifth up offering, offering up. Hear for this Simchat Torah, for Wizot HaBaraka, here picking up the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, the Hebrew book, the Sefer Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, here, 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 Shema, here at verse 22, for the Hamishi, the Hamishi Aliyah, for Wizot HaBaraka. Ul Dan Amar Dan Gora, Arye Yizanek Amin Ha Bashan. And of Dan he said, Ul Dan Amar. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. Dan Gur Aryeh, he shall leap from Bashan. Ye Zanek Min Habashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of Yahweh, of Jehovah, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let make him be acceptable to his brethren. And let him make him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like to the God, the El, Hain, Ka'el, Yishurun. There is none like to the El of Yeshurun, the true good, the true God of Cheshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency on the sky. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear for the Sheshi, hear for the Sheshi Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth up offering here for this Simchat Torah, for Wizot HaBaraka, here picking up fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 33, here at verse 27, for the Sheshi Aliyah. Me Onna Elohek Adam Uwa Mia Tahata Ziroot Olam Waya Garesh Ni Paneka Oyev Wa Yomer Hashemade. Hear, hear, hear for the Sheshi here for the sixth reading, Aliyah for Wazot HaBaraka. The eternal God, the eternal El Elohim, true good, true God, is thy refuge. Me ona, Elohei Kedem, the Elohim of the Kedem, Elohei Kedem, the eternal Elohim, is thy refuge. Me ona, Elohei Kedem. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Ua mi tachat ze ro'ot olam. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee. I. Vaya garesh mi paneka oyev. And shall say, destroy. And shall say, destroy them. Vayomer Hashmed. Israel, then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Yaakov, of Jacob, shall be upon the land of Khan and wine. Also, his heavens shall drop down dew. Ashreka Israel, mi kamoka. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like to the eye. Ashreka Israel, mi kamoka. Am no sha'a by Yahuwah, a people. Oh, people saved by Yahweh, by Jehovah. Ashreka Israel, mi kamoka. Am no sha'a by Yahuwah, the shield of thy help. The shield of thy help. Magen Ezreka. And who is the sword of thy, the eye, excellency? Wa Asher Cherev Ga'iwateka. Wa Asher Cherev Ga'iwateka. And thine enemies shall be found liars to the eye, and thou, the eye, shalt tread upon the high places. We ye ka hashu, oy be ka lak, we ata al. Ba motemo ti darok.
Arise the law. Down to now.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Vaya al Moshe me arvota Moab illa hara nevo rosh hapisga asher ala pnei yireho vaya rehu yehova et kol haaretz et hagil ad dan. Hear. Here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, offering up, up offering here for this Simchat Torah, here for Wizot HaBraka, here, 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 picking up the fifth book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 34, the vision and death and passing of Moshe, of Moses. Vaya'alam Moshe me arbota mo'ab illa hara nebo rosh ha-pisga asha ala p'nei yerecho. And Moses, Moshe, went up from the plains of Moab to the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. Vaya'al Moshe, and Moses went up, aliyed up. Vaya'al Moshe me arvota Moab, from the plains of Moab, il hara nevo rosh ha-pisgah, to the mountain of Nebo, to the top of rosh ha-pisgah, the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. Asha Allah Pnei Yericho. And Yahweh Jehovah showed him all the land of Gilead to Dan. Vayarehu Yahuwah et kol haaretz et hagilad ad Dan. And all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Yehuda, of Judah, to the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Yericho, Jericho, the city of palm trees, to Zoar. And Yahweh Jehovah said to him, this is the land which I swear to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, saying, I will give it to thy seed, to thy race. I have caused the eye to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither there. So Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, of Jehovah, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Yahweh, according to the word of Jehovah. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, of Moab, over against Beit Peor, Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre to this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel, the Bnei Israel, the sons of Israel, wept for Moshe, for Musa, for Moses, in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moshe were ended. After Moses, Yehoshua, Joshua, verse 9. And Yehoshua, Joshua, Ben-Nun, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of Chokmah, of wisdom, For Moshe had laid his hands upon him, and the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, hearkened to him and did as Yahweh, Jehovah, the Yahweh, commanded Moshe. And there arose not a prophet since in Yisrael like to Moshe, Moses, whom Yahweh, whom the Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, knew face to face in all the signs and the wonders which Yahweh, Jehovah, sent him to do in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Kemet, of Egypt, to Paro, Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moshe, Musa, Moses shewed in the sight of all Israel, in the sight of Kol Israel. Chazak, chazak, awenita, chazek. Be strong, be strong. Make I and I be encouraged here with the fulfillment, here at the fulfillment of the Torah reading and feeding, the cipher of the Torah reading and feedings. We say, chazak, chazak, be strong, awenita, chazek. And make I and I be strengthened, make I and I be encouraged. Kabur l'kal, kabur l'dintz, kabur l'chayl, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkeinu, l'kadamawi, chayl l'salasi, glory be to I and I Father, to I and I King, to the first power of the Trinity. B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of the Messiah, in the name of Yeshua, in the name Chasez. Amen.
Arise the Lord. Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no. Rastafari is the law.
Don't you know the joy of Jah Law? Here, the Simchat Torah. Here, fulfilling the 54 sabbatical studies, the manna, the angel's bread right here. It's about to rewind and begin again. Coming forward to Bereshit, but here, chazak, wanit, chazek, chazak, be strong or be encouraged, chazak, be strong, be encouraged, wanit, chazek, we and mitazek. And make I and I be encouraged, make I and I strengthen one another. Here. Got like 24 minutes right here on the live streaming of the podcast. Got some a little bit more right here. Also, today's daily psalm, very interesting in this season, the correspondence according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews. We have Psalm 110. Psalm 110. Yes, I, Rastafari, I and I, Jah people, friends and family. Here, as little Rhema tune right here, right now, tune St. Garnet with King Moses. It was King and Jeshurun. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Once I was blind, but now I see it. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
chazak, be strong, be strong. Chazak, be strong. Chazak, be encouraged. With and nitazek, and make I and I strengthen one another. Make I and I encourage one another. So here for the Simchat Torah, for the joy of Jalor, where we fulfill, right? We come to like what once might call the Omega. Right, but here is the Alpha. We come to the Tau, and then we come to the Aleph right here, where we fulfill and we begin again. So here, the reading, we had the Wazot HaBaraka, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1 to Deuteronomy 34, verse 12, known as Wazot, and this HaBaraka, the blessing. And here, as we fulfill, complete the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, the Barim and the Torah, the Pentateuch as it's called, the five volumes, we wheel and come again to the beginning, the beginning with Bereishis, with Genesis. So Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 3. We also have the Haftarah, the prophet's reading right here, for the Simchat Torah. The Simchat Torah, the joy of Jalor. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. And Revelation in the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant reading, Revelation 22, verses 1 to 8. So here, let's hear first chapter. So as we end, right, the ending, the beginning, as we fulfill right here, we take it like a sneak peek. What's coming forward, even looking forward to this seven coming forward, this Shabbat, Bereishi. So here, Genesis, in the beginning.
The Holy Bible, the King James Version, read by Alexander Scorby. The first book of Moses, called Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
And hear, hear, hear. So when we fulfill the reading, the 54th reading, we pick up with the first Aliyah. The first Aliyah. That's the first chapter there, but the first Aliyah continues into chapter 2 of Genesis, the first three verses. So here, 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 the first three verses, completing the first Aliyah, the first up offering, going up, the reading, right here, Bereshith, Genesis, Hebrew and the English. B'shem Ha'ab, Habein, Ve'ruah HaKadosh, Yahuwah, Achad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. Genesis chapter 2, Bereshith, Beit, the Hebrew letter Beit, signifying the second chapter. Vayikulu hashamayim veharetza, v'kol hatzva'am, and the heavens and the earth were finished. Vayikulu hashamayim veharetza. And all the hosts of them were called Tzibaam. Vayikol Elohim Vayom Hashbi Me'lakto Asher Asa Vayishbota Vayom Hashbi Mikola Me'lakto Asher Asa. And on the seventh day Elohim finished his work that he had made. Vayikol Elohim Bayom Hashbi'i Melakto Asher Asa. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had made. Vayishbota bayom hashvi'i mikol melakto asher asa. Vayibarek Elohim et yom hashvi'i. Vayakadesh oto ki yibowa shabbat mikol melakto asher bara Elohim la'esot. And Elohim blessed the seventh day. Vayibarek Elohim et Yom HaShavi, and hallowed it, and eilified, set it apart, made it holy. Vayikadesh oto, because that in it he rested from all his work, that Elohim in creating, in irating, had made. Ki bo shabata mikola melakato asher bara Elohim la esot. Here. The first aliyah right here. Because man was created, not emanated. Man was created in the image and after the likeness of the true good, the true God. Yes, I, Rastafari.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Yahuwah, Baruch Atacha, Rastafari, here for the Haftarah. Going to write up the Haftarah for those listening to the live stream, just letting us know we have seven minutes before we go into the grace period of this podcast, this broadcast, for this Jah, Rastafari, Simchat Torah, Jah, Rastafari, joy of Jalor, here, coming forward. The Haftarah reading from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to verse 18. And once again, calling, those who are able, willing to, many are called, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. Hear it now, or hopefully check out the replay. Here, riding
Shema
up.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Firstly, foremostly, the bracha, the blessing for the Haftarah reading.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech haolam, Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, Veratzah b'debrehim, Hane'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher batorach, uMoshe abdo, uBeisrael ammo, uBenebiei haemet watzelik. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Joshua.
Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Now after the death of Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, Baruch Hu, it came to pass that Yahweh spake to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moshe's minister, saying, Moshe, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, to the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you, as I said to Moshe. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moshe, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear to their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moshe my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for Yahweh the Elohim Baruch Hu is with thee, wheresoever thou goest. Then Yahshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals. For within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenite, and to the Gadite, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, spake Yahshua, saying, remember the word which Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, saying, Yahweh your Elohim Baruch Hu have given you rest and have given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moshe gave you on this side, Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of the Lord, and help them, until Yahweh have given your brethren rest, as he have given you, and they also have possessed the land which Yahweh your Elohim giveth them. Then ye shall return to the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moshe Yahweh's servant gave you on this side Jordan towards the sun rising. And they answered Yahshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whatsoever thou sendest us we will go. According as we hearken to Moshe in all things, so will we hearken to thee only. Yahweh the Elohim be with thee, as he was with Moshe. Whatsoever he be, whosoever he be that doeth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken to thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Amen.
Result HaBaraka, and this is the blessing. Here, here, here. Yes, I. 60 seconds, y'all. 60 seconds. Calling, calling, calling. Yes, I'm many a call. 515-602-9761. Check out the replay right here, here, here. Because don't you know there's more work. Work to do.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh, God. Give the promised land.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh, God. In the promised land, in the promised land.
So here for the Brit Hadasha, for the new covenant, the renewed covenant reading, the Hadith Kidan, the Hadith Kidan, Raka.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarut, Shel Habarit ha-hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, notain habarik ha-hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohema, Adonai
Echad. The Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for Simchat Torah, the joy of the Torah, and Wezot Habaraka, and this is a blessing. From the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 1 through 21. And we begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habin, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Revelation, chapter 22, the new paradise and its river of the water of life. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Wa yareni nachal shel mayim chayim zak. Ma bechik ke'ayin hakarach yotzeya mikise ha'elohim ve'haseh. Ub tok rachob ha'ir ve'el sfat ha'nechal mize u'mize et chayim ose peri sheteim esare ki mide chodesh bechadsho yetin et perio wa'ale ha'et lit rufat ha'goyim. And he shewed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, that bare 12 manners of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For Yahweh Elohim giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said to me, these sayings are faithful and true. And Yahweh Elohim of the holy prophets sent his angel to shew to his servants the things that must surely be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. The last message of the Bible. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel that shewed me these things. Then saith he to me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them that keep the sayings of this book. Worship Elohim. And he saith to me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, I, Yeshua, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, Elohim shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Elohim shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. The last promise and the last prayer of the Bible. He that testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, Ha Adon Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, the grace of Adonainu Yeshua HaMashiach, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, be with you all. Amen. Kabor l'kailu, kabor l'dimtsu, kabor l'chailu, kabor l'ketamawi, chayli salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yasin, Ben, Yehoshua. Yes, I. Give thanks. Rastafari. Here, here for the Simchat Torah. The joy of Jah Law, here, here, here.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos,
Chazak, Chazak, we need Chazak. Be strong, be strong. Be encouraged, be encouraged. We need to Chazak. Emek Ainai. Be encouraged, make I and I strengthen one another. Here, here, here. Fulfilling, 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 fulfilling. Yes, I. What a tabernacle season, Sukkot, in gathering, Shemini Atzeret, and here, here, here with the Simchat Torah. And we have a psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. The psalm here, here, here. 110, 110th psalm. But first this here, in tune with the reading from Revelation, the last book of the Bible, in tune with the tune right here, here, here. I'd like to share this right here, seeing the book of life as a theme, and also the king, even the king of kings, King David.
What is true?
Greater David, the greater son.
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. 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 Evermore.
Yes, yes, yes. It is good, it is good, it is good that y'all are here. To receive this word picture, to Kabbalah this word picture, Yes, I am the King of Kings, teaching of His Majesty. Yes, I am Karmawi Kalamawi, Hal Salashe, Hakadosh, Baruku, Baruk Hash.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole praises is due for
well, may you all and I have the right tree of life and liberty and divine majesty. Yes, I. Come on, how do I say Isis, I. Yes, I.
The book of life, the book of life. Sip the water from the brook of life.
Take a glass.
I've got the glass. Animal in all them pot, but them a cook as far as you. What you say, I do. Should be true, but who? We can ask, just scorn the wicked, look at life. Them got eyes, pick a knife, but them are not joke at life. Them all that dash, them web, them net and look at life. Them said them want them wing to go to heaven, to look for Christ. While them are bowed and to worship them
images.
I went keep yarding like pilgrimage, not far and never wrong nor far. So still in me, I live it, like privilege in all the villages to live.
So life is crazy,
for these infinite pleasures. I not so fin no wages, one Babylon pledges. Them separate man and woman, lock them in a cage. Them some more sad than little less baby. Them some more birth control and abortion for the ladies for ages.
The book of life pages.
Babylon wants near and fear of. But them sad than me a fear of. So them come far with the stir. Let me to veneer, like eyesight or crystal clear. You air food for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes if someone wear, car where them must air. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. They call us squatters, crop they treat us very raw. Children starving, time so very long. They be the bed and got but show them gluttony. Craving for more than enough. Not talk about money and religion, make them happy and prosperous. Still I see more problem and that's far for us. From birth to bed and been after us. They got crosses, the bulkers and chops for us.
Vanity.
So many guns straight for that I listen. I see more chilling in them get fear to shot them. Still gonna kill like patriots. Them get defeat, no fear, them weapon or them basic chat. Money mad, them top them little sister and them brother girl all. Chop off them father and them mother and them set them. Search the sky and set them search Nazareth and set them. Still can't find
yes, man, yeah.
The book of life, Babylon want hero. When them sad on me a fear. Slew them from far with the fair. The meat is an air. Like eyesight, the crystal clear. You
yeah.
Air for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes and summer wear, car with them a tear. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear.
With an ass is gone, we can look at life.
Them got eyes to knife, but someone and look at life. Them all that dash, them let them whip them, all them hook at life. Said them want them wings to go to heaven, to look for Christ. While them a bold and gonna worship them privileges. Rastafari give you them life privileges. It is the first of killing it. Why they give up life privilege in all the villages to live. Watch out. Searching to find love. No earth is. She needs my love. Searching ready anytime for divine love. I need all in my arms to charm and keep my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on from dusk till dawn. She's the one who keeps my calm right through the storm. So this song. Go warmer when she's cold. Be by your side, so brave and bold. Oh, I'll be in full eye charge. Lightning flash and thunder roll. Let's get close, now we've got the time to show. Just in case you have never been told. You to know, girl, you're worth more than money and gold. I need a ring, I am to charm. And leave my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on. From dust.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks. I Wayne right there was the tree of life, the book of life, the book of life, the tree of life. It's interesting in the Hebrew, the tree of life, Eitz Chaim, he, she, the tree of life, HaTorah, the Torah, Jaloh is also she. So I hear some of the higher heights of the Rastafari Levitical tunes, even when they're like love tunes, right? But on the higher meditation, I is able to receive, and hopefully the I receive as well, you know, the divine double helix, you know, of he who be, we be, even from the very beginning. Bereshith. Reshith is Chokmah. Chokmah is wisdom, the wisdom from above. Two kinds of wisdom. James brought that out even during the Isla season. We read and listened to the reading of the book of James, talk about the wisdom that comes from above. And also there's the other wisdom. There's Chokmah and Akamot. There's wisdom that comes from below, but it's that higher wisdom. Also she. So we have Bereshith and Reshith. Proverbs of Shlomo HaMelech of Negusa Selamin, King Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7. It says, wisdom is the principle, and the Hebrew is Reshith. So in the first word of Genesis, the first book of the Bible in the Hebrew, Bereshith bara Elohim et ha-shemayim wa et ha-aretz. In the beginning, or in beginning, in Chokmah, in she, in wisdom. So the divine she, right there, the divine feminine, right in the scripture, in wisdom, he, singularity, he, the power, Elohim, the power is he, the power is created the heavens and the earth and the earthly plane, right there. Here, I'd like to share this. You have Psalm 110, and while we were preparing for the Simchat Torah, right, tonight's podcast and broadcast, going over some of the previous in the Shanas, previous season, previous semesters, sabbaticals, we came across this audio, and we just chop and just edited this portion from it right here, because it connects with Psalm 110. And here we have the Hebrew Farai. Also, there's another clip actually from the Wizot. Oh, there. Wizot, or in modern Hebrew, Vizot HaBaracha. Ancient enunciation, Wizot HaBaracha. Wizot. Zot is to say she. Wizet is to say he this. And Zot is she this. So here is saying that Wizot HaBaracha. And this is the blessing, and this, she, is the blessing. Here, from he who be, we be, his divine majesty. So we have another reasoning where it brings out the higher. We heard some pseudo-teachers, wannabe teachers, Rab Shaul, Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the apostle to the Gentiles, our brother Paul, he brings it out like ones wanting to be teachers, but, you know, not able to be teach. They try to say that Hail in Haile Selassie in the Hashem is not Hebrew, whatever. They don't know Hebrew. Talking about some paleo. It's just an ancient writing, but drop that paleo stuff. You know what I mean? If you got to look it up under that name, then so be it. You'll find, you know, the exhibits of the ancient writing. But that paleo is some latter day kind of stuff. That name right there is not proper. Right? Just different writing styles, the older writing. Like right now, if we all write English, we might be writing the same thing, but we write the letters is a little bit different. They try to confuse you. But here, I'd like to share this Psalm 110, as well as the Song of Deborah. The Song of Deborah. What do we have here? We have the Hebrew Farai, the Pa'ar. We have locks, the locks. When men grow their hair, and how it's connected with Psalm 110, where it speaks about in the day of that warfare, the day of that battle, that ones and ones would have that willingness. But what's interesting is the translation in the KJV, it covers up when men grow their locks. for real. I may not make this up. You know what I'm saying? Josh, show I and I this, and we find this here, and we're going to bring this forward right here, hopefully also from the Wizot HaBaraka, where it brings out the higher, right? The higher, the power. Hear this. Hold. This is from 2015, right? Yes, I, Rastafari. Also, here, love, Sister Emmanuel, and also Brother Alonzo, because also in this, the full of this record, you know, at that time, I don't think we had shared this audio. This was after the podcast. We had, you know, still the cup filled and was running over, so we recorded this. But here, coming across it again, we share this excerpt right here. The Hebrew, fa'ar, the locks, when men grow their locks, and how this is from the Song of Deborah in verses Judges chapter 5, verse 2, right about there. But hear this right here. Yes, sir.
There we go. The willingness. Now, the part that really caught my attention is how the Hebrew says when men let grow their hair in Israel. But the authorized, or the version that we have in the English, like the King James, it instead translates it as for that the leaders took part, or the leaders took the lead. See, it kind of totally obscures, right, the Nazarite connection. Just so we see the Hail connection, right? We see the Amhara, right? So we have the people, Amika, right? We have the people connection, even in the word. We have the very same key words have survived. You know, and the same key words are found both in the Ethiopic as well as the Hebraic. And those are the key, those are the keys. Those are the signs right there. Now, let's go right here to, okay, the Song of Deborah and Barak. Then sang Deborah and Barak the song, the son of Abinoam, on the day, saying, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel when the people willingly offer themselves. Now, so they translate here the avenging of Israel in verse 2 of Judges chapter 5, but a more correct translation of it would be when men let grow their hair in Israel, right? Or what we can say is bifroa peraot be Yisrael, right? When men let grow their hair in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly. Barku Yahweh, bless ye y'all, Barku, all of y'all, right? Bless Yahweh. The translation that we're familiar with is praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel. So the phrase, the avenging of Israel, is actually when men not up, when men let grow their hair, right? When men let grow their hair. We went through the footer here because they say the difficulty of translating the phrase bifroa peraot has led to many conjectures. The root para has been connected with the Arabic farah, Rastafari, and eminent man, Rastafari. And the rendering given in some versions is for that the leaders took part or took the lead, so forth and so on. But the best translation or the best understanding connects the root para, the head of long hair, as you can compare that with Leviticus 13:45 and Numbers 5 and 18. Some commentators explain it as referring to the unbound and streaming hair, the locks, the nati of the warriors who had consecrated themselves to the war of liberation. We have this even in Ethiopia, the Fuzzy Wuzzies, and that whole process, you know what I mean? Or the, what do they call it again? They have these different names for you know, the growing of, yes, Fuzzy Wuzzies is one of them I like, you know, the big woolly afros, and, you know, that's just one step towards the locks, you know, or one variation of the same growing of the hair, right? So that part really needs to be brought out. See, we're not even getting into a full study of the Song of Deborah right here, just addressing some of the basic link between Psalm 110, verse 3, and the Song of Deborah and Barak in Judges chapter 5, verse 2. But the people offer themselves willingly. So we have to think on a certain level.
Gotta think on a higher level. Yes, I be paraot, the paraot. You go to locks. That's so very interesting. Check it out. Psalm, today's daily Psalm 110, the third verse. Compare that from the Hebrew with Judges chapter 5, verse 2, and how they obscure the growing of the locks, the nati, yes, I, and that consecration, that isocration right there, yes, I.
Oh, remember not to judge a defender for the song. Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Let the two of them speak. Remember not to judge a defender for the song. Remember not to judge a defender for the sound. Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Let the tune of the message of speaking. Remember not to judge a defender for the sound. Defend up the music. Defend the bass of the music. Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Let the tune of the message of speaking. Remember not to judge a defender for the sound. Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Let the tune of the message of speaking. Defend up the music. Remember not to judge a defender for the sound, you know. Defend up the music, defend the bass of the music. Keep the rubber dumb spinning, let the tune of the message of speaking. Remember not to judge a defender, let the tune of the message of speaking. Defend up the music, defend the bass of the music.
So here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 110. According to the royal order, here's a 3-in-1 right here. On the dove, the Hugh Mandel dove, appropriately named King of Israel, the 3-in-1, the KJV, the English, the Hebrew, and the Royal Amharic right here, from the Simchat Torah.
Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
מזמור קופיות לדוד מזמור נאום אדוני לאדוני שב לימיני עד אשית אויביך אדום לרגליך. מטה עוזבך ישלח אדוני מציון, רדה בקרב אויביך. עמך נדבוד ביום חיליך, בהדרי קודש מרחם משחר, לך טל ילדותך. נשבע אדוני ולא ינחם, אתה כהן לעולם. על דברתי מלכי צדק, אדוני על ימינך, מחץ ביום אפו מלכים. ידין בגויים מלא גביות, מחץ ראש על ארץ רבה, מנחל בדרך ישקה, על כן ירים ראש.
מזמור מתוזתיים בקנף מתועסף ידעוית מזמור זיאבהיר גיתאים אלעת וצ'הן אלה גרם הרגש אס כדר גל דרס בקנף הקמת עלו אגזיאבהיר יחיילן בסטר קצוני לכלחל בקלעת וצ'הם מקקל גזע כאנתגר קדמו בהיילה קל בקדוסן ברהן חטב יעקו כבס קדמו כהוד ולדו عند ملكة إدك سرعات أنت لزل عالم كهن بلوك يا بهير ما لا عيسى السك اكز يا بهير بك أنيخ نقستاتن بقط أو كنيكة تكتات شوى بهزام مكاكلي فرجا ريساو اتشنم يا بزا بس في مدر لاي راسو اتشنيكة تكتات بمنقد كفسا شوهاي تتا سلزي راس كف بكف فلا
So here with the available time we have on the air right here, Psalm 110, the King's victory, seeing the King's victory. We call it the King of Kings victory. Very, very important psalm right here, Lico but Talua. Small but very, very great right here. We're going to write off the Midrash right here because of the available time we have here on the air and in the Irid right here for the Simchat Torah. Cha Rastafari, joy of Chaloa, Wizot HaBaraka, and this is the blessing. Here, the Midrash. Midrash, Prince Jammy, the Fatman, meets Shaka in the Dove Conference on today's daily psalm, Psalm 110.
Judgment is coming, send judgment away. Remember my friend, badness not pay. All around you, you're about to get a country. All around you. You're bound to get a fan, 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 fan.
Mizmor, Mizmor, Kof Yod. Mizmor, Kof Yod, Mizmor, Kof Yod. Le Dawi, Mizmor. Noom, Yahuwah, La Doni, Shev, Lemini, Ada Ashita, Oibeka. Herom le ragleka le dawi mizmor nun yahwa la doni shev nin adashit oideka herom le ragleka. A psalm of David, a psalm of David. Let David Mizmor a chant. Song of David Mizmor. Noom Yahuwah Ladoni. The oracle of Jehovah. He who be we be saith to my Lord. Noom Yahuwah Ladoni. the oracle, then the womb, then the womb, the womb, the oracle. Say it, the Hebrew phrase common in the prophetic and prophetical literature occurs only here in the Sefer Tehillim. It is literally the oracle of he who be who he be, and expresses a solemn declaration made upon the authority of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim. Nu'um Yahuwah La'adoni Shev Limini. Sit thou at my right hand. Shev, 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 Shev Limini. Sit at my right hand. Adashita Ibeka Herom Le'aragleka. Until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Ada Ashita Oibeka Herom Le'aragleka. Hear, 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 Midrash on Psalm 110. Mizmor Kof Yud, Kof Yod, Psalm CX. A Psalm of David. The Lord saith to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Hear, hear, hear. Superscription in the first verse. Le David Mizmor. Nu'um Yahuwah Ladoni. Shev Lemini. Ada Shito Iveka. Herom Le Ragleka. This verse is to be considered in the light, illumination, what scripture says elsewhere, even in Yeshayahu, Yeshaya, Isaiah, Esaias, Isaiah 41 and 2, where it reads, who raised up the man from the east? Mercy also. He aroused to attend his steps. Who hath raised up one from the east? Me, Heir, me, Mizrach. At whose steps victory attendeth. Tzedek yikareihu ale raglo. He giveth nations before him. Yitain lefanayo goyim. And maketh him rule over kings. U melakim yarid. His sword maketh them as the dust. Yitain ka'afar charvo. His bow as the driven stubble. Ka'asha nidaf kashto. Who raiseth up? Who raiseth up? Mi heir. Mi Mizrach, the man from the east. Mercy also he aroused to attend his steps. Tzedek yikraehu le'raglo. Here, here in the JV in the Midrash notes here on today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor Kof Yod Kof Yud, Psalm 110. Here, who hath raised up one from the east, at whose steps victory attendeth? The word in the Hebrew is tzedek. Tzedek can mean also mercy. It can mean righteousness and victory. Tzedek meaning mercy, righteousness, or victory. In some sense, even justice in that sense. Thing from Mishpat, more of like judgment on that level, but Tzedek meaning mercy, Tzedek meaning righteousness, and Tzedek also meaning victory. So this verse right here, 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 from Yeshayahu, from Esaias, Isaiah 41 and 2, the man from the east who raiseth up, Mi Heir, Mi Mizrach, Tzedek, Yikaraehu le raglo. Who raiseth up? The man from the east. Mercy, tzedek, righteousness, tzedek, victory. Also, he aroused to attend his steps.
Tzedek Yikaraehu Le'raglo. Rav Reuben, Reuben said, because the nations Hagoyim, the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, were asleep, they did not come under the wings of the presence, Hapanim, his face, his perception. And who roused them up to come take refuge under his wings? Abraham, as is said, who raised up the man from the east, Mi'ir, Mi'mizrach. And say not that Abraham roused up only the nations, the nationalities of the earth, Hagoyim, for charity also was asleep. Charity, true love was asleep, and he roused it. In what way? Abraham opened an inn and welcomed those who came and went, as is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis 21:33. And Abraham planted an Eshev, in Be'er Sheva, in Be'er Sheva. Vayita'a Eshel bi Be'er Sheva. Vayikra Sham b'shem Yahuwah El Olam. And Abraham planted, and Abraham planted, and he planted a tamarisk tree in Be'er Sheva, and called there on the name of Yahuwah Jehovah El Olam, the everlasting, the eternal El, true good, true God. Why yita Eshel, the Eshel, be Be'er Sheva. Why yita Eshel, be Be'er Sheva. And he planted a tamarisk tree in Be'er Sheva. The Esha. Here we have Rav and Shmuel Samuel, two Babylonian rabbis, scholars of Torah, disagreed on the meaning of Esha. One defined it as an orchard whence he took fruits for wayfarers. The other as an inn stocked with many fruits for wayfarers. So what is the Esha? And here, in the Midrash from Mizmor Kof Yod, it says this, that charity, which is love in the true translation, charity also was asleep, and he aroused it, also in the sense of Tzedakah from Tzedek, was asleep, and he roused in what way? Abraham opened it in, welcomed those who came and went, and as it is said, and Abraham planted, and he planted, by Yitzhak, Eshel, and Eshel, be Be'er Sheva, in Be'er Sheva. So here, in the Midrash notes, the word Eshel, tamarisk tree, is here taken as an acrostic for Akila, food. Shetia, drink. And Luia, escort, Luia. So here the word Asha is being taken as an acrostic for three Hebrew words, Akila, food, Shetia, drink, Luia, and escort. So here, for the Midrash right here. Of this verse, Rav Azariah taught, Abraham built an inn and welcomed wayfarers. Hence, it is said, mercy also he aroused to attend his steps. Mercy also, Tzedek, Yikraehu le'raglo. Mercy, tzedek, victory, righteousness, tzedek, yikraehu le'raglo. Mercy also he aroused to attend his steps. In a different Targum interpretation, the verse is taken to read, the righteous one attends his steps. Tzedek yikraehu le'raglo. The righteous one, tzedek, attends his steps. In Yeshaya, Isaiah 41 and 2, the righteous one, that is, the righteous one, tzedek, 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 tzadok, tzadik, the righteous one of the universe, accompanied Abraham. When Abraham went to wage war against Amraphel and his companions, Adik Hayekum accompanied Abraham when he went to wage war against Amraphel and his companions. Thus in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 41 and 2, it says, he maketh as the dust their sword, as the driven stubble their bow. He maketh as the dust, his sword maketh them as the dust. Yitain ka'afar karbo, his sword maketh them as the dust. Yitain ka'afar karbo, he maketh as the dust their sword, as the driven stubble their bow. Kukash nidah kashto, his bow as the driven stubble. Kukash nidaf ashto, kukash nidaf ashto, his bow as the driven stubble, or as the driven stubble their bow. What is meant by as the dust their sword? Ha afar harbo. In their exposition, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nehemiah differed. Rav Yehuda, Judah, said that Abraham took up dust and threw it against his enemies, and it turned into sword, and that he took up stubble and threw it, and it turned into bows and arrows. Said Rav Nehemiah, in saying this, you distort the text. Does scripture say dust into sword and stubble into bow? Scripture says sword as the dust, sword harbo, as the dust ka'afar, and as the stubble their bow, as the stubble their bow. Kakash kashto. And it means, therefore, that when Amraphel threw swords, they turned into dust, and when he threw arrows, they turned into stubble. Hear, Yeshayahu, hear, Isaiah 41 and 3, he pursued them and passed on safely. The way with his feet he treadeth not. He pursued them and pass on safely. The way with his feet he treadeth not. Yirdefein ya ebor shalom, oracha b'raglayo lo yabo. He pursued them. Yirdefein, yirdefein, he pursued them. Yirdefein ya ebor, pass on shalom. Passed on shalom, ya ebor shalom, orach, the way, the path, biraglayo, path by his feet, with his feet, lo yabo, he treadeth not, no, he go not, he come not, lo yabo, yirdefein, ya ebor
Shalom Oracha de Raglayo Lo Yavo. When Abraham pursued them, the earth contracted before him. Some say that in the pursuit, Abraham's step was 3 miles long, and others that it was 2 miles long, but that when Abraham returned, the earth did not contract before him. Hence, it is said, he pursued them, yirdefein, the way with his feet he treadeth not, orach biraglayo lo yavo. Rav Huna HaKohen Barabin taught in the name of Rav Bebai, when a child goes out of Beito, his house, his feet get soiled in the dust. But not even by so much were the feet of Abraham soiled. Hence here it reads, the way with his feet he treadeth not, orach de raglayo lo yavo. Rav Eliezer ben Kedad taught in the name of Rav Jose ben Zimra that after Abraham slew all the hosts of the enemy, all the armies of the enemy, his heart smote him. And he said, is it possible that there was not one righteous man among them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, reassured him, where thy feet tread, there is no stain of iniquity, of perverseness. Thus it reads, the way with his feet he treadeth not, orach de raglayo lo yavo. Who fought all the battles? Could Abraham, with only 318 men, have fought against Amraphel and all his hosts and all his armies? Indeed, according to Rav Yohanan, the son of Rav Hosea ben Gisma, only Abraham's servant Eliezer was with him and no one else. For 318 is the sum of the numerical value of the letters in the name Eliezer. And here in the name Eliezer, we have Aleph 1, Lamed 30, Yod 10, Ayin 70, Zayin 7, Resh 200. And so all together, the Hebrew Eliezer adds up to 318 being the sum. Who then fought all the battles? It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He. He said to Abraham, sit thou at my right hand. Shev lemini. Sit at my right hand. Shev lemini. Lemini, my right hand, sit thou, Shev, Lemini, and I shall fight battles for thee, for the eye. That Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el, did so, is not made plain in the narrative. Who made it plain? David, who said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. Noom Yahuwah Ladoni Shev Lemini Adashita Iveka Heroma Le Ragleka. Dawid made it plain when he said that Yahuwah Jehovah said to my Adon, sit thou at my right hand, Shev Lemini, to HaMoshiach, to the Messiah, to the anointed. Also it will be said, and in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit to it in truth, in the tent of David, in the tent of David, judging, according to Yeshaya,
Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 16 and 5. Wehukana Bachesed Kise. And a throne is established through mercy. Wehukan Bachesed Kise. We Yashav Halayo. Be'emeta Be'ohela David. And there sitteth thereon in truth in the tent of David, in the tent of David. Shofeta with Doresh Mishpata Ua Mehir Zedek, one that judgeth, Shofeta, and seeketh justice and seeketh judgment with Doresh Mishpat, and is ready in righteousness. Ua Mehira Edek. Thus, like this is said to HaMashiach, to the Messiah, to the Anointed. That is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, declared, HaMashiach, the Messiah, the Anointed, Christos, the true Christ, shall sit, and I will fight the battles, and I will fight the battles. Hence, here it reads, He shall sit to it in truth in the tent of David. He shall sit to it in truth. We yashav alayo be'emeta be'ohela David. What then is HaMashiach? What is the Messiah to do? He is to read and study in HaTorah, in the Torah, the direction, instruction, that is called Emet, that is called Emet, that is called truth. For it is said, even in Psalm 19, Hebraically verse 10, the ordinances of the Lord are true. Mishpot Yahuwah, Emet. The ordinances of Jehovah, Mishpot Yahuwah, are true, Amen. They are righteous altogether. Tzadkau, Tzadkuah Yachdal. They are righteous altogether. The ordinances of Jehovah are called Amen. So what is HaMashiach, the Messiah, the Meshachawiyan, the Messiah to do? He is to read and study in the Torah, in the Orit, HaTorah, that is called Emet. For it is said, the ordinances, Mishpot, of Yahuwah, are Emet, are true. And it is also written in Proverbs 23:23 in the Mashal, buy the truth and sell it not. Emet kene wa'alati makor. Buy the truth. Emet kene. Truth. Emet kene. Buy. Emet kene wa'alati makor. And sell it not. Wa'alati makor. Emet kene wa'alati makor. Buy the truth and sell it not. Hence, here it is said, and he shall sit to it in truth. Weyashav alayo be'emet. And he shall sit, and there sitteth thereon in truth, and he shall sit to it in truth. Weyashav alayo be'emet. In a different explanation of the Lord saith to my Lord, Nuum Yahuwah Ladoni, Nuum Yahuwah Ladoni, the Lord saith, Jehovah saith to Adoni, sit thou at my right hand, Sheb Lemini. Rav Shalom Halewi, Shalom the Levite, taught that David said, when HaKadosh
Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sent the prophet Shemuel HaNabi, the prophet Samuel, to anoint me, to anoint I, saying to him, according to 1 Shemuel chapter 16, verse 1, Samuel, 1 Samuel 16 and 1, fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse. And hear, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel. Vayomer Yahuwah Ela Shemuel Admatai Hata Mita Vela Ela Shaul Wani Me Asatio Mi Maloka Ali Yisrael Malaya Karineka Shemena Weleka Esha Lachika Ela Ishai Beita Lach Halam Ha Hala Beta Ha Lachmi Beta La Ha Lachmi Beit Ha Lachmi Kia Raitiya De Banayo Liya Melek. And the Lord and Jehovah said to Samuel, Wayomer Yahuwah Ela Shemuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Admatai ata mita vela ila Shaul wani me asatio wa mi maloka al Israel. Fill thy horn, malei arneka. Fill thy horn with oil and go. Malaya Karindaka Shemen Wilek. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite. For I have provided a king among his sons. Eshalachika Ela Yishai Beita Halachmi. Kia Raitiya Benayo Li Melech, for I have provided me I a king, a Melech, among his sons. Be Banayo Li Melech. Fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse. Eshelachika Ela Yishai. Fill thy horn and go. Malei Karineka Shemen Welek Eshelachika Ela Yishai. Fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Yishai, to Jesse. He meant to seat I as Lord and Sovereign over Yisrael, over Israel. But since Hael, the true good, the true God, Hael, Elohim knew that no reign ought to overlap another by even a hair's breadth, He said to I, Shev Lemini, sit thou at Lemini, my right hand. Await the end of Shaul, the son of Ish, the Beth Benjamite. For he has still a little while. After Shaul Saul's death, thou shalt reign until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Ad ashitai beka herom le ragleka, until I make thine enemies. Ad ashitai beka thy footstool, herom le ragleka, as a footstool, as a stool for thy feet, herom ragleka. In this verse, sit clearly means wait. Shev, wait. Sit clearly means wait, as it does
in the verse from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 22, verse 19, where it reads, "Sit ye also here this night. Sit ye, sit y'all also here this night." This is rendered "wait" in the Aramaic Targum. "Now therefore I pray you, I pray thy, tarry ye also here this night." Wa'ata shavu, shavu, wa'ata shavu, and now tarry, tarry y'all. Wa'ata shavu na baze gam atem halayla we'edah ma yosefa Yahuwah davera imi. "Now therefore I pray that I tarry y'all also here this night, that I may know what Jehovah will speak to me, speak to I more." We'ata shavu na baze gam atem halayla we'edah ma yosef Yahuwah davera imi. Lidawid mizmor, a psalm of David. Num Yahuwah ladoni sheb lemini ad ashit oyveka herom leragleka. Jehovah said to Adoni, "I, Adon, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." Thank you.